You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 103 of the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so excited that you're joining me today. A quick reminder before we get started, this episode is scheduled to air in the middle of August, which is right in the middle of my public enrollment period for my online piano lesson programs. I have a program for kids called Busy Kids Do Piano, and one for adults called Busy Moms Do Piano. And I will place links with all the details about those piano lesson programs in this episode's show notes if you're interested in learning more. And the limited time enrollment period will last through the end of August. Today we are starting a two-part series about a German composer named Johann Pachelbel. Johann Pachelbel was born on September 1st, 1653, to a family that loved music. From a young age, Pachelbel showed a deep love and talent for music. His father recognized his potential and provided him with a strong musical education, teaching him how to play the organ and other instruments. Little Johann would spend hours practicing his music. Pachelbel studied music in different places, learning from skilled teachers and practicing for hours each day. And as he grew older, he began to compose his own music, experimenting with the sounds of different melodies and harmonies. Pachelbel's compositions started to gain attention, and people admired his unique style. Pachelbel had many music students whom he taught and mentored. One of his most famous students was Johann Christoph Bach, who was the older brother of the famous composer that we've talked about here on the podcast before, Johann Sebastian Bach. Pachelbel's teachings had a significant impact on the next generation of musicians and composers. And Pachelbel was not only a composer and a teacher, but also an incredibly gifted organist. He was known for his exceptional skill on the organ and was highly respected for his ability to improvise, which means he could play organ music that he would make up right there on the spot. People were amazed by his performances and the beautiful sounds that he could create. Pachelbel's music was composed during the Baroque period, which we've talked about before, and this period was a time known for its ornate and intricate compositions. Pachelbel's style was characterized by its elegant melodies and complex harmonies. His music often had a joyful and uplifting quality that captivated audiences of the time. Pachelbel wrote many pieces for the organ called toccatas, and he wasn't the only one. Composers such as Johann Sebastian Bach also wrote toccatas. So what exactly is a toccata, you might be wondering? Imagine a musical adventure where the notes on the keyboard come alive in a whirlwind of excitement. That's what a toccata is. It's a special type of musical composition that is full of energy and fast notes and fancy fingerwork. It's like a musical roller coaster ride. Toccatas are often played on instruments like the piano or organ, but they can be written for other instruments too. When you listen to a toccata, you'll hear lots of quick and tricky melodies that show off the musician's amazing skills. It's like watching a musician perform tricks with their fingers, jumping from one note to the other. Can you picture the roller coaster ride when you listen to Pachelbel's Toccata in E minor? Pachelbel composed numerous works for the organ, as well as for many chamber ensembles and choirs, showcasing his creativity and technical mastery. Unfortunately, like many composers of his time, Pachelbel's fame waned after his death. But through the efforts of music scholars and performers, his compositions were rediscovered, allowing us to appreciate his genius today. And in our next episode, we'll take a deep dive into Pachelbel's most well-known work, the Canon in D Major. Until then, check out this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/103, where I've linked a special YouTube playlist for you featuring some of Johann Pachelbel's most well-known works. And again, you can find that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/103. Thank you so much for joining me today to learn about the life and musical contributions of Baroque composer Johann Pachelbel. I look forward to connecting with you again when the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs in 2 weeks. Bye for now.